Previously on Smart Mobility Today, we looked at sailing robots, 911 drones, AI, and cancer treatment, and beer brewed by robots. This week's stories include surveys and studies about AV confidence, EVs in the climate, hydrogen and robotics business announcements in Michigan, plus technology in the workplace.
You've got something to say, and we can help you say it. Detroit Media Productions is here for your audio, photography, and video needs. DetroitMediaProductions.com.
Hi, this is Cindy Polakowski. A recent survey conducted by AAA concludes that most people have a fear of AVs. Of those surveyed, 66% expressed fear, 25% uncertainty when asked about fully self-driving vehicles. Semi-autonomous technologies, however, are sought after by a large portion of the same group. The concerns that people have about their safety, as seen in their thoughts about AVs, are also reflected in their interest in and desire for features like reverse automatic emergency braking and lane keeping assistance. In a related story, it looks like many of us fear technology, even though we are not really paying attention or because the system does a poor job of directing our focus. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, a majority of automated driving systems do not do a good job at making sure drivers pay attention, and they do not react to our inattention with strong enough warnings or other corrective prompts. The study shows that out of 14 partially automated systems tested, only one achieved a rating of acceptable. Two are rated marginal, and the rest poor. None received a good rating. According to Institute President David Harkey, quote, "Most of them don't include adequate measures to prevent misuse and keep drivers from losing focus on what's happening on the road." The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they welcome the IIHS research and will review the report. All major players in the industry admit taking these reports into consideration when reviewing their systems. Autonomous driving software company Plus has announced long-term partnerships with a variety of Traton Group commercial fleet developers to deploy Level 4 autonomous trucks globally. Plus offers autonomous driving technologies and is headquartered in Silicon Valley, with operations in Europe and Australia, where public road testing is currently underway using SuperDrive, the company's Level 4 driverless technology. Level 4 autonomous driving, also known as fully automated driving, is when a car can handle most driving situations independently, but a human driver can still request control.
Looking for better ways to manage your IT, phone systems, or remote workforce? Improve your organization using technology that works for you. PSNtechnology.com.
According to Mercedes-Benz CEO Ola Källenius, Europeans should stop fearing Chinese EVs, and the European Union should cut tariffs imposed on China. In an interview with Financial Times, Källenius argued against protectionism and stressed that competition will force Europe to make better cars. He encouraged Brussels lawmakers to reduce tariffs, even as others are calling for them to be increased. Chinese vehicles face a 10% tariff in Europe, while European cars sold in China are hit with a 15% tariff. He remarked, quote, "If we believe protectionism is the thing that gives us long-term success, I believe history tells us that is not the case." In addition to tariffs based on economic concerns, there are also voices that question the environmental impact of EVs. A recent report claims that while the production of battery-powered vehicles creates more carbon dioxide than the production of cars that run on gasoline, EVs are better for the climate in the long run. A typical EV produced in the U.S. will be responsible for less CO2 than an internal combustion vehicle after about 2 years or 25,000 miles of driving. On top of that, the EV advantage is expected to grow as generating electricity itself becomes cleaner. While the driving miles needed to be less polluting vary from the U.S. to Europe or to Asia, the issue comes down to the amount of pollution created by the battery supply chain. And today, that is in China. In an election year, it may not be surprising to see the amount of fake news that poses as news, even if it discredits projects supported by technology. But still, it was startling to see the recent Texas wildfires reported as evidence of some smart city's plot orchestrated by the White House. Texas experienced the worst wildfires in its history in 2024. According to officials in the state, power lines were the cause. Electric utility Xcel Energy released a statement on March 7th stating that its facilities, quote, appear to have been involved in the ignition of the Smokehouse Creek fire. But politically driven reports cite the, quote, concerning coincidences of a smart city project plan that set the blazes in the Texas panhandle to make room for a smart city. A spokesperson for the Texas A&M Forest Service concluded that the blazes were indeed ignited by power lines. We will be right back.
All right, I'm ready.
No, that's fine.
All right,
I'm ready.
More water.
But I can give it a go.
Presenting.
Too many. I did.
Hey,
I
put the door.
That's why it makes no sense. Okay.
Freelancers, gig workers, and entrepreneurs are creating the future of work. Subscribe to our weekly newsletter at workshifter.com and follow us at Workshifter on social media.
In my home state of Michigan, Norwegian firm Nel Hydrogen has been awarded $50 million to support a new facility that will produce renewable hydrogen for fuel. The award from the U.S. Energy Department was one of 52 hydrogen investments announced this week, totaling $750 million nationwide. According to Senator Debbie Dingell, this investment will create hundreds of good-paying jobs, bring millions of dollars to our local economy, and keep Michigan at the forefront of clean energy, innovation, and technology. And while we're in Michigan, another investment. This one involves ABB, a Zurich-based automation technology provider. Amid the growing need for AI-driven robotics, the company has invested $20 million in a redesigned facility, expanding its U.S. robotics headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan. The demand for automation involves industries like manufacturing, logistics, construction, and healthcare. In these settings, smart robots are doing more than moving things around. Because of AI, they are performing DNA tests and dispensing medication in pharmacies. A $30 billion company, ABB Robotics Division, accounts for $3.6 billion of that. In the United States, the company's biggest market, ABB employs 18,000 people, and 90% of the robots that ABB delivers to North and South America are manufactured in Michigan. Agility Robots has announced the first fleet of programmable humanoid robots. The announcement comes amid growing competition among manufacturers to get them to the industrial marketplace. Agility's tech platform, Agility Arc, is a cloud-based tool that'll be able to command a fleet of robots. The company envisions very large robotics deployments involving hundreds of units. As walking, dexterous robots are showing up in the workplace, the systems needed to manage them are more sophisticated and more in demand. In the UK, a study of nearly 5,000 workers finds that newer technologies like AI, robots, and trackers are bad for people's well-being. The researchers measured well-being through five lenses: mobility, self-care, usual activities, pain discomfort, and anxiety depression. Workers' health and welfare worsen the more they are exposed to three categories: robotics, wearable trackers, and software based on artificial intelligence and machine learning. The findings are in line with earlier research that shows certain technologies heighten job insecurity, workload intensification, compounding routine, loss of work meaning, disempowerment, and loss of autonomy. All of these detrimental to overall employee well-being.
Read these stories and more at globalautomobility.com and subscribe to Smart Mobility today on your favorite podcast platform. Sign up to receive our weekly newsletter and follow us on social media at Smart Mobility Today. Produced by Detroit Media Productions, this is Smart Mobility Today.